Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're buying and selling with Daryl in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers. You know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 and learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us today. And Daryl, as we think about the fall season, this is typically a time of the year that we do see a lot of cull cows headed to market. But this year, I know there's some folks trying to hold back a few females, trying to start the process of maybe getting maybe one more calf of them and start the process of rebuilding the herd. Where are we right now when it comes to the fall cull cow run?
You know, for cull cows, cow-calf producers, if you sell right now, the prices are strong. They're holding up well. Normally, they're at the seasonal low right now. On the other hand, if we take them through next spring, we normally see a strong price increase. We might not see as much price increase because they're holding up so well this fall. But on the other hand, they're likely to actually go up even with this just because of the overall situation for cows. So you can sell them now. If they're fleshy, if they're a little thin and you've got some feed resources that don't have a better use, putting some weight on them will probably pay back pretty well this winter.
Daryl, what are you seeing regarding calf prices right now?
For the calves on those cow-calf, again, we've got strong prices. In fact, we're nearly at record levels for these lightweight calf prices. So selling now, not a thing wrong with that if that's what you need to do. If cow-calf producers are thinking about retaining ownership of these calves and putting some more weight on them before they sell them as heavier feeder cattle, the thing to keep in mind right now is there's a pretty sharp price break in this market in that 500-pound range. And so if the calves are lighter than that and you're going to put just a little bit of weight on them, 100 pounds or 125 pounds, you might not get paid very well for that right now because of the size of that price break. On the other hand, if you're going to put quite a bit of weight on them and own them long enough to put 250 to 300 pounds on these calves, it'll probably turn out okay. So you want to think about what your future management plans are and also what the weaning weight is relative to where you want to sell these calves.
Daryl, let's turn the tables if we might, and let's talk about folks interested in buying a few stockers for wheat pasture potentially. Given these high prices, what are your thoughts on that this season?
You know, the winter stockers at this point, at least in the southern plains, the wheat's running a little bit behind schedule. We are going to have some wheat pasture, but it's going to be a little bit shorter grazing season. We'll be lucky probably at this point to get 90 or 95 days of winter grazing for the dual purpose wheat. Because of that and because of the price break that I mentioned, I think a producer would want to think about whether you want to buy on the one side of that or the other. The heavier weight stockers right now have a much better value of gain potential, a much better margin potential. You know, if you buy that lightweight calf, that four-weight calf, the first 100 pounds really doesn't pay back very well right now. You might as well just buy a little bit bigger calf for a short grazing season. On the other hand, if you're going to own these calves through graze out and take them to next May, again, putting a lot of weight on them, then you're going to need to start with that lighter weight animal in order to be able to hold them that long and put that much weight on them, and that's probably going to work out okay at this point.
OSU's Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, Apache Auction Market's got their special replacement female sale set for this Saturday, November 16th, 11 a.m. at the Apache Auction Market, Apache, Oklahoma, offering about 375 3 to 6 year old bred cows and 190 head of bred heifers. For more information, you can call them toll free 888-926-9696 or go to www.apacheauction.com for more information. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.